fade in here and don't start to talk till I get you.
All right, here we go again from the top, Don.
What's the top? The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Murray Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Benny has been confined to his bed for the past week with a severe cold due to an unfortunate occurrence at my house last Sunday. It seems that I had invited Jack and the gang to come over without telling my wife. Then, when we all got there, I thought it might be wise to break it to her gently by having them come in one at a time. And, well, while Jack was waiting outside, it started to rain, and as he...
Whole week flat on my back in bed. And for what? I ought to have my head examined. If I told Don once, I told him 1,000 times. I said, Don, call up your wife. Call her up, I said. Let's not barge in on the little woman. But no, Lois is a peach. She won't mind. She just loves to have company. Oh, nurse. Nurse.
Yes, boss?
Take this hot water bag away. It leaks. Look at this hole.
It's okay if you keep your finger in it.
I told you to have it patched. Look at me. My nightie is soaked clear through. You're a fine nurse.
What's that, boss?
I said you're a fine nurse.
Well, you've only been sick a week. I haven't had time to get a diploma.
Well, take off those white stockings. You look silly. All I'm asking for is a little help. If you'd only... Answer the phone, will you?
Hello? Yes, he's feeling much better, Miss Lamar.
Well.
Yes, ma'am, I'll tell him, Miss Lamar. Thanks for calling.
That was sweet. Who was that, Rochester? Hetty Lamar?
No, Dorothy.
Oh, you mean Dorothy Lamour?
No, Dorothy Lamar. She's the cook next door.
Oh, her. Well, she works for Ronald Coleman. Ronnie probably wants to know how I'm getting along.
You'll make something out of it, won't you, boss?
Well, that's undoubtedly what it is. Mary, I told you not to fuss around the kitchen.
Now, Jack, you've got to eat this omelet I made for you. It'll do you good.
I don't want an omelet.
You've got to have something. Here.
Oh, all right. I can't taste anything with this darn cold.
Rochester, did Mr. Benny sleep well last night?
No, Miss Livingston. He tossed and turned and kept talking in his sleep all the time.
What did he say?
Said he was going to give me a raise.
Well, I'm not.
You mumble again tonight, and I'm going to stick a checkbook in your hand.
Don't try to pull any fast ones, Rochester. Mary, what did you put in this omelet?
Vapo-rub. You've got a cold, haven't you?
Vapo-rub? That stuff is to rub on. It's supposed to be taken externally.
All right, put the omelet on your chest and leave me alone.
You leave me alone.
I never saw anybody so cranky. It's your own fault that you've got a cold.
My fault? I suppose it was my fault that Don Wilson invited us to his house and everybody got in but me. I suppose it was my fault it started to rain and I got soaked.
Well, for heaven's sake, you don't expect him to bring home a whole gang of people without calling up his wife first.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Mary, you were at the studio. You heard me. How many times did I say, Don, call up your wife? Call her up, I said. Let's not barge in on the little woman. But would he listen to me? Shoo!
Gesundheit, boss.
Thanks. No, he had to go and...
Gesundheit, Jack.
Thanks. He had to go and bring the whole gang out to the...
Gesundheit, boss.
Thanks. Out to the house without letting her know a thing about it. I wouldn't have minded that so much, but when we...
It's your turn, Miss Livingston.
No, I said it already.
Yeah, but I said it after you said it.
Well, somebody say it. I'm superstitious. Gesundheit. I don't feel good. I wish the doctor would get here.
Well, go to sleep for a while. The rest will do you good.
I can't rest. I'm so uncomfortable lying here.
Why don't you take some of those silver dollars out of the mattress?
What are you talking about, silver dollars? There's nothing in my mattress but feathers.
You ought to hear them clink when I make the bed.
Now stop, both of you. I'm in no mood for nonsense.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. I wasn't doing anything, so I thought I'd come over and see how you're getting along.
Well, that's very nice of you. Have a seat.
Thanks. How do you feel?
Not so hot. I'm dizzy, my eyes are bleary, I'm weak, and I ache all over.
Well, you're not a kid anymore.
Now, wait a minute. There's only one thing the matter with me, Dennis. I've got a cold.
A cold, he says.
What's the matter with you? Haven't you ever had a cold?
Oh, Jack, don't be such a crab. Dennis comes over to visit you and you jump all over him.
Yeah, if you're not nice to me, I won't give you the gift I brought to you.
Gift?
Uh-huh. Mother thought I should bring flowers and my father suggested candy, but I decided it might be better to give you something that you can get some use out of.
Well, I like practical gifts. What'd you get me, Dennis?
A set of false teeth.
False teeth?
Watch the way they grab your finger.
Ouch! Get those things away from me. I've never used false teeth. I don't need them and I don't want them.
Gee, then I guess I better take them back.
Certainly you'll take them back. In the first place, who brings people false teeth for a gift? In the second place, Dennis, when someone needs false teeth, they have to go to a dentist. An impression has to be made. Fittings have to be taken. Then you have to wait till the gums are set so the jaw won't recede. And even then, you may have to go back three or four times if the palate is irritated or the bite overlaps.
For someone who doesn't wear them, you're sure an expert.
Now cut that out. Look, Dennis, if you just came here to aggravate me, you can go home now.
Don't mind him, Dennis. Whenever he's sick, he gets touchy like this.
Oh, that's all right, Mary. What's that on your chest, Mr. Benny?
An omelet. There's VapoRub in it. That was Mary's brilliant idea. When I wouldn't eat it, she said, put it on your chest.
I only told you to put it on your chest for a gag.
Well, it feels wonderful, so the gag's on you. No, wait a minute. It laughs on you. Well, it feels wonderful, so the laugh's on you. As far as I'm concerned, you can all leave me alone.
Oh, Jack, why don't you take a nap and rest for a while?
I told you I can't sleep. I'm too nervous.
Well, close your eyes and relax. You'll be all right.
Okay, my eyes are closed. Am I asleep? No. I tell you, I'm too restless.
Do you want me to sing you to sleep?
Oh, fine. That's all I need.
You know, I'm very soothing.
All right, sing me to sleep. Oh, but it's Rockabye Baby in the Treetop. That always gets me. I think I was 6 months old.
Go ahead, sing, Dennis.
Okay.
Darn, this mattress so lumpy. I think I'll take it to the bank Monday.
Gee, I put him to sleep all right.
You sure did.
Look at him lying there. Doesn't he look like a baby?
Yeah, all he needs is a rattle and a ton of makeup.
Huh? What happened?
You were asleep.
I was not. I'm too restless to sleep. Now go ahead, Dennis. Sing your song.
I already sang it. I'm not going to sing it again.
All right, don't sing. But don't try to tell me I was asleep when I wasn't. Everybody tries to make out that I'm...
Well, look who's here, Jack. It's your piano player, Charlie Bagby.
Look, hello, Mary.
Wait, hold it just a second.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Uh-huh. Open the door when I... But don't try to tell me I was asleep when I wasn't. Open the door there so that he has a chance to come in, you know.
He interrupted his speech, and I...
Hmm?
Don't try to tell him I was asleep when I wasn't. Door opens. Well, look who's here. You always...
What is this?
Time to get up.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah, yeah, give it to him. Right, right.
See? Don't try to tell me I was asleep when I wasn't. So we stop. All right, don't sing, but don't try to tell me I was asleep when I wasn't. Everybody tries to make out that I...
Well, look who's here.
It's your piano player, Charlie Bagby.
Hello, Mary. Hiya, Jack. How's the invalid?
Not so good, Charlie. I got a cold.
A cold, he says.
Now, Dennis, will you stop that?
Say, Charlie, why isn't Frankie... how is it Frankie Realme didn't come with you?
Well, he couldn't make it, but he wanted me to give this to Jack. It's a painting.
A painting? Remley sent me a painting?
Well, he did this himself, and he's very proud of it.
Let me see. Hey, so Remley painted this, huh?
Yeah, I think it's quite unusual.
But it's just a drunk lying on the curb. What's so unusual about that?
It's a self-portrait.
Oh. Say, that is Remley. So hard to tell with that dog licking his face. Anyways, it was nice of him to send it. Gee, I wish that doctor would get here. I got chills again. Where's the thermometer, Rochester?
I'll get it, boss.
Answer the phone, Mary.
Okay. Hello? Yes, he's feeling much better, Miss Colbert. Yes, thank you. I'll tell him you called. Goodbye.
Well, who was that, Claudette Colbert?
No, Minnie.
Oh, Minnie Colbert. Oh, yeah, she's the cashier at the Vine Street Bowling Alley. You know, that girl kind of goes for me.
You can have her, brother. She's got legs like my piano.
Well, she's behind the counter all day. Who sees them? Every fellow that walks into that bowling alley is crazy about her. She has a beautiful face.
Then why do they keep score on it?
Oh, quiet. A lot you know about women.
What's that on your chest, Jack?
An omelet.
It feels good, too.
Yeah. Give me the thermometer, Rochester.
Here you are. Open your mouth.
Say, Mary, has Don been over to see Mr. Benny?
Not yet. He's probably scared after what happened.
What's he scared about? It wasn't Don's fault.
It wasn't Don's fault. If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times. Don't barge in on a little woman.
Here, Rochester, what does the thermometer say?
39.
39. Rochester, you made that up.
You made it up. I'm just going along with the gag.
All right, all right. I wonder what's keeping that doctor.
Why don't you take some more of that cough medicine?
Oh, I hate it.
It's mighty good, boss. 60% alcohol.
60? Bagby, put that bottle down. All of a sudden, he's got a cold. Yeah, I feel rotten.
Well, maybe you ought to have a bite to eat.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. Rochester, can you fix me something? What's in the refrigerator?
An apple, a pear, a peach, a banana, and a grape.
Oh.
Someday I'm going to see two of something and faint.
Rochester.
I'm still not convinced that bananas come in bunches.
Now cut that out. Just see if you can scrape something together.
Okay.
That Rochester. I give him $5 a week for food, and there's never anything in the house. Boy's going to have some explaining to do when the accountant comes. I'm tired of people taking advantage of me.
Gesundheit.
That's only for sneezes. The doctor doesn't get here pretty soon. That must be him now. Come in.
It's Don Wilson.
Hello, everybody.
Well, hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
He's got nerve to come here.
Hello, Jack. I'm awfully sorry about what happened last week, and I came over to apologize. How do you feel?
Fine. I'm glad you barged in. How's the little woman?
Oh, Jack, stop acting like a baby. The way you're treating Don, just because you caught a little cold.
It's not only the cold, but when he left me standing in the rain, a stick-up man came along. I got hooked for $3.
No, for $8.65.
Oh, that's right. It's not only the cold, but when he left me standing in the rain, a stick-up man came along. I got hooked for $8.65.
Don't forget you paid the cab fare, too.
I included that.
Oh.
Did the guy pull a gun on you, Jack?
How else could he get $8.65?
That's so. I wasn't afraid of him.
Then why'd you let him take your dough?
Because he stuck a gun in my ribs.
Then why didn't you let him shoot you?
Because I got more money than blood, and shut up. I hope you're happy, Mr. Wilson, for everything you... Shoo!
Gesundheit.
Keep it. And Don, if you think you can come here, apologize, and expect me to forgive you just like that, you're sadly mistaken.
But, Jack, I even went to the trouble of bringing the sportsman over here.
The sportsman quartet?
Yeah. Come on in, fellas.
Don, why'd you bring them here?
Well, I thought maybe they could sing for you and cheer you up.
All right, let them cheer me up. Who can cheer up a grouchy old man like me?
They can. Go ahead, take it, fellas. You feel better now, Jack?
Oh, sure, sure. Everybody sings to me. Nobody brings me candy.
Well, anyway, Jack, it sure makes me feel better now that we're friends again.
We're not friends again. You got a long way to go.
But, Jack, once in a while, even an elephant forgets.
Well, you ought to know, brother.
Oh, yeah? Well, if that's the way you feel, I take back my apology.
Take it back. Who cares?
Oh, come on, fellas. Let's get out of here. I've done all I can.
I say, we're not friends again. Take it from there, huh? We're not friends again. You got a long way to go.
But, Jack, once in a while, even an elephant forgets.
Well, you ought to know, brother.
Oh, yeah? Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll take back my apology.
Take it back. Who cares?
Oh, come on, sportsman. Let's get out of here. I've done all I can.
What a big, fat hypocrite.
Jack, I still think you're being childish. You two ought to kiss and make up.
I wouldn't kiss Don Wilson if I was a French general. The way I feel now, I just about as...
The doctor's here, boss.
Oh. Well, it's about time.
Well, how's my little man this bright and cheery day?
As if you cared. I've been waiting for you since early this morning.
Well, don't holler at me. I was up all night with Gene Autry's horse.
Oh, fine. Well, now that Well, now that you're here, you can look me over.
Yes, indeed. Now, let's see. What's wrong with you?
I've got a cold.
A cold, he says.
Well, that's what I've got. I'm so weak I can hardly move. And look at my eyes. They're all bloodshot.
Well, I think that little bit of red is beautiful with the blue.
Look, I don't care about the color scheme. I want my cold cured. And another thing, I'm hungry. Is it all right if I eat something?
Oh, no, no. You should starve a cold and feed a fever.
Oh.
Or is it starve a fever and feed a cold?
You're the doctor. You tell me. Now, if you can't handle this, just say so, and I'll call someone who can.
My, we're irritable today. Let's see. I better test your reflexes.
My reflexes?
Yes. Would you mind crossing your withers?
They're my legs. And there's nothing wrong with my reflexes. Just that I keep coughing and sneezing.
Well, in that case, I'd better give you a cold shot. That'll fix you up in no time.
But, Doc, I don't want a shot.
Yeah, I'll just fill my hypodermic needle.
You're not going to stick that needle in me.
Oh, let him, Jack. He knows what he's doing.
But I don't need it, Mary. I've just got a little cold.
Yeah, now, hold still. Now, put this needle right in your arm.
Well, wait till I roll up my sleeve. I never saw such an impatient...
Easy now. This won't hurt a bit. Here we go.
Now, Doc... Turn! Oh, my arm.
There. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
It was, too. My arm hurts like anything.
Should I kiss it for you?
Don't bother.
Now, I want you to get all the sleep you can. I'll leave a box of these pills. Take one before retiring.
Okay.
Why don't you take one now, Jack, so you can rest for a while?
Yeah, I think I will.
Well, I'll run along now, Mr. Benny. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, if you kids will all leave me...
Excuse me.
Now what?
I forgot to take the needle out of your arm.
What?
I lose more darn needles that way.
Well, for heaven's sakes, pull it out.
Yeah, all right, now hold still.
Ooh.
There we are. Well, see you tomorrow. Goodbye, Mr. Benny. Bye.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Hey, now, let's see. Who's my next patient? Oh, yes, Barbara Stanwyck's Cocker Spaniel.
Fine doctor I picked.
Well, it's your own fault. Why'd you call a veterinarian?
Because what happened to me shouldn't happen to a dog. Now, I wish you'd all go home and let me get some sleep.
Okay, Jack, I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. So long, Mary.
So long, Jack. See you tomorrow.
Rochester.
Rochester, I'm going to sleep. If I get any calls, don't disturb me.
Okay, boss. If that light... Okay, boss. If that street light bothers you, I can pull the shade.
No, no, I may wake up and feel like reading. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, by the way, Rochester, wake me up in time to watch the General Electric Theater on television. I'm on it tonight.
Okay, boss.
Yeah, I hope I can get a good night's sleep.
This pill does make you kind of drowsy at that.
Wilson had a lot of nerve coming over here tonight. I can't get over that guy. All this trouble I'm having for no reason at all. If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times. Call up your wife. Call up the little woman barging in.
But no, he had to be a wise guy. What's that? Who's that at the window?
All right, buddy. Stick him up.
What?
Come on, give me your dough.
Well, you're the same guy that got me at Don Wilson's house. Remember, I was in the rose bushes.
Never mind that. Hand over your dough.
You can't do this to me. I'm a sick man. I've got a cold.
A cold, he says. Now, come on, fork over.
Gee, I gave you all the money I had in my shoe, every cent of it, remember?
This time I want your mattress.
Yipe! Oh, no, you don't. Give me that gun. I'll teach you to break into people's houses.
No, 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 no. Don't shoot. Please, don't shoot.
Take that. Oh, my goodness. What have I done? I killed him.
Boss, what's the matter?
Call the police, Rochester. I just killed somebody.
Wake up, boss. Wake up.
I'm not asleep. I just killed a man. Can't you see?
Boss, wake up. You didn't kill anybody. You've been dreaming.
Dreaming? Oh, thank heaven. Gee, it was so vivid, so real. You know, Rochester, you'd be proud of me if you'd seen how brave I was just now.
What are you talking about?
When that big, tough burglar came in the room and stuck that gun in my face, was I scared? No, I grabbed the gun out of his hand. I let him have it. Bang, 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 bang. Boy, did I give it to him.
Boss, when you take the right pill, you're a tiger.
You said it. Well, I'm going to back to sleep now, Rochester. If anything happens, I'll let you know. Good night.
Good night, boss. What a man.
Okay.
How do you feel this morning, boss?
A lot better. Good night's sleep really helps.
Yeah, it's good to see you cheerful again.
Yeah, you know, Rochester, I better call Don Wilson and apologize for the way I treated him.
Hello.
Hello, Don. This is Jack. And I called to say that I'm sorry for the way I acted.
I don't care if you...
What's the matter?
I got your cold.
Gesundheit.
Keep it.
What?
It's all your fault.
My fault? How do you like that? He hung up. My fault. If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times. Call the little woman. But no, he had to be a wise guy. I said, Don, it's not right for all 5 of us to barge in on her. Call the little woman, I said. Good night, folks. Wait a minute. All right. Thanks very much, Jack Carson. Ladies and gentlemen, every worthwhile undertaking usually has a slogan, sort of an identifying phrase to express its purpose. The community chest has one. A fine one which says, everybody gives, everybody benefits. It's sort of like the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. That's the real purpose of the United Fund campaign anyway. So let's all help to make the slogan of the community chest a practical aid to the health and welfare of millions of Americans. So please remember, everybody gives, everybody benefits. Thank you.
I think he's in the other studio, so he can take that. They'll need it for Sunday. And I'd like a dub made of it so that we can use. Tell Jack Laddick to delete the opening. Thanks very much, Jack Carson.
It was all recorded.
Everything Jack did was recorded.
Well, with all that noise that was going on, too?
He didn't hear anything.
Well, fine.
If there's anything wrong with it, let me know. Let me know about giving you.